Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
BT and Sal back on the fan, starting to hear some buzz a little bit about Alonso and where maybe, and I think it's going to be with the Mets myself. I've said that the market for Peter is not going to be as robust as he had hoped, but, and I would be surprised, BT, ultimately if it happened today, but you're starting to get the sense that maybe that could be the next chip to fall here for the Mets, bringing back Alonso. I would focus on Manaea myself and let the Pete thing play out a little bit. But ultimately, I think Alonso is coming back, and maybe sooner than expected, because a week ago, I was like, oh, this may take a while with Pete Alonso, and now it's starting to feel like they're you know, at least one side wants a reunion.
I think he's going to be a Met. I do. I said that yesterday here on the show. I'd be very surprised. It would be bad business, considering it's the same agency. If you actually announce this today, you don't want to do anything to take away from the Juan Soto juice. So I would, if I'm Boris and obviously Pete, even if they're on general parameters and they tighten things up and they wind up striking a deal today, I'm not announcing this today. I believe he's going to be a Met.
Maybe tonight.
Yeah, I'm not taking away. Think about it, from a Mets perspective, this is now, of course, it's about building a winning team, but there's also a PR element.
Yeah.
Think about how you almost string the Met fan out. Like, all right, today, hey, 3 p.m., the big party. Here's number 22, Juan Soto. Boom. And then either tomorrow or Saturday, you trickle in a couple of more breadcrumbs. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
You know, the first homegrown Met to hit 500 home runs in all probability. Guess what? He's back. So if I ran the Mets, that's what I would do.
With our luck, when do you think they would announce Alonso? And when do you think it breaks?
I mean, I don't know. We've been pretty fortunate.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, when Jesse the Body Ventura walks into this.
Jesse, get lost. No, I was kidding. I'd say if I had to handicap it, I'd probably give it about a 90%-ish that I think Pete is now back in Queens. Now, is it 5 years? I don't know. Is it 4? Is there options? The money? I don't know. But the only thing that I think could complicate this guy, I would say most Met fans, especially now with Soto here, to be the real best hitter on the team along with Lindor, I think you definitely want Pete because he's no longer elevated to a place that I don't think he really belongs as the second best or third best hitter on the team, not to mention Vientos, who's going to fly by him as well. But it could get complicated in this regard, although I do think he'll be a Met. If Walker, and the Walker to the Yankees stuff has cooled a little bit, not incredibly, I still think the Yankees have a good chance to get that done, but if Walker goes, say, to the Yankees, and now all of a sudden, the Nationals, who seem very, very predisposed to spend a lot of money on a first baseman with Pop, because they want Walker as well. That maybe is where you get a bidding war, the Nationals and the Mets. And at that point, I do think the Mets, if it's not fully on their terms, because I don't think they love Pete. I think they like Pete. I think they want him back. I don't think they need him back. So I think maybe they could get a little whatever and walk away if the numbers get stupid by the Nationals driving it up. But I think he's going to be a Met.
I don't think the Mets are getting into a bidding war for Pete Alonso. But the number would probably be, remember the contract he turned down was what, 158?
Yep.
Okay. But he did make 20 million of that last year. So minus that, subtract that from the total 158, you probably got to, for Pete to save face and feel like he's okay, he probably had to get around 140, you would think.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of 5 years, 125 floater, but again, most of the numbers have been lower, and then we see the actual, we're like, wow.
Would you give him 140 if you're the Mets?
Yeah. I mean, if you want him, I mean, what's the difference between 140 and 150, 140 and 156? I mean, come on, he's going to hit 35, 40 bombs. He's going to hit
28 a year.
In all probability.
If you go 5 years, I mean, if you go 6 years, whatever, it's the same thing, but I'm not going higher than that. So say 150 max.
What he means to the fans?
Yeah, 25 years. And 150, I think 150. For Pete is fine. They need a big bat. Look, I know. Adames is off the board. It's either that or you get a trade for Vlad Guerrero Jr. Like, that's the type of bat that they need. We could minimize Pete all we want. He's still a big bat and one of the big bats available. Talking about power and driving in runs, he's done it. He's done it in the clutch as well. He's done it in New York. So that's a proven commodity. I'll give Pete 150 max now. Then it makes him a little bit better because, like you said, you made the $20 million this year. Overall, it would have been then 170 versus the 158 he turned down. Maybe he could save face a little bit if he wants to come back. If he's looking to get every last penny and the Nationals could pay him a little bit more, I don't think the Mets are getting into a bidding war. I would be surprised if the Mets went over 150 for Pete Alonso.
I think I'm with you. Very quickly on this. So from Pete's mindset right now, all right, he was offered the almost 160.
Yeah.
Probably not getting that again. So he's trying to save some face here. I know he wants to win. I know he loves the Mets. And I do believe he really wants to stay. But from an ego perspective, I mean, what kind of a blow is it if you got, you got Juan Soto, who's obviously a ton better than Pete, but you got Juan Soto making $800 gazillion, and it's like you're picking up the breadcrumbs. Do you think that the ego plays into it at all?
Put it this way. I was talking to, let's say, a baseball source, a well-entrenched baseball source this week, and that was the sentiment.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
That he had.
No, oh, okay.
Like if I'm Pete Alonso, I'm thinking, you guys...
Screw you.
You don't show me any kind of love. You're going out there and getting it. And I'm thinking like, yeah, but that's Juan Soto. Like, you're Pete Alonso. He's Juan Soto. He's going to get that. But the human nature part of it, the ego part of it, this was Pete's team.
Mm-hmm.
When Dor kind of took it from him last year, and now it's Soto's team. So now Pete is like kind of an afterthought. There'll be some excitement, sure, and I think fans are going to be happy. I think most fans want him back. But from Pete's perspective, are you that hurt that you're like, you know what, screw this. I don't care. I want to go get more money, assuming that you have at least another option.
It could be kicking around in his brain. I saw yesterday that he's got a lot of interest in the Yankees. I think that's just to kind of needle the Mets there.
But the Yanks don't want him.
No.
And also remember the agent trying to drum this stuff up.
100%.
I think
sift through the nonsense.
I think the market for Pete is nowhere near what he thought. I think Boris knows that Pete's more valuable to the Mets than anybody else. And I would bet that that's where they're trying to bring, like, even though we could say Pete's hurt, he would love to go elsewhere. I don't think he's got a choice. So therefore they try to play on the value that he has with the Mets. And the Mets do generally want him back.
Yeah, I think they want, I don't think they need him, but I think they want him. The big difference here. And the other thing too is, you know, think about the way the Mets were set up going into last year. It was like, all right, who are your two best hitters? First of all, Vientos was in AAA, we all know.
Right.
And, you know, we thought maybe Alvarez would take a big step forward. He did not. Nimmo was obviously good. But the two best hitters, the two main players, and we know the four core we always reference, including McNeil and Brandon Nimmo, it was always Lindor and Pete. Well, in this equation, right, if Pete comes back to the Mets, Soto's your best hitter. Lindor's your second best hitter. Vientos very well could wind up being your second best hitter. Pete's your fourth most important bat.
Right, but that's
what I mean.
Yeah.
That, to me, makes it a better fit and makes the Mets more dangerous.
100%. Tyrone is calling from Newark. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's going on, big bro?
Yeah. What's up, Tyrone? Hey, how you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. It's a big day for the Mets today, man. Hey, listen, I just want to take this time out. I know we excited, right?
Mm.
But if you really think about it, right, the season that just finished, it was like one of those seasons that really never happened for anyone. The Mets had an awesome season. It was unexpected in everything. So, guys, I'm just saying, we as Met fans, we got to pull this back a little bit now because this guy, he's a good player. And matter of fact, he might be great. But the thing is, you know, we can't depend on getting back to where we got last year. Just because, like, just saying, hey, we automatically going back there, and we got Soto.
I agree.
Like, for real, right?
Yep.
I know, because if you take last year and you put it aside, really look at all them other years that went by, right? So we got to be careful with this stuff, because something's telling me we doing all this stuff here, and later on we're going to be laughed at, man. And
it's going to be because of Tyrone, come on.
A couple of unsure Met fans dialed it up today here on the fan, BT and Sal.
I agree that you have that they have to build out. They will. It's December. What is it, 11th?
I believe it's 12th.
Whatever. It's mid-December. Give them some time. They had to get the big fish. They got to get Soto in place. They did that. Now it's on to the next.
Yeah, but some names are flying off the board. I mean, you could say that it's December 29th. Yeah. I mean, listen, you're not getting Garrett Crochet. Right. You're not getting Max Fried. You're not getting Corbin Burns, who's going to the Giants, we all believe. I mean, there's still some names out there. You didn't get Adames. Like, there are names that I think that you were interested in that are gone.
Right. Yeah, but to me, not like I would have liked Crochet. Fried, they were never realistically getting. They just weren't going to go to that extent that the Yankees were to get him, so that's fine.
Adames, you loved him. He was part of your big
plan. But he was even off the board before.
I understand.
That hurt both the Mets and the Yankees.
Yes, yes.
I mean, the Yankees are talking about, we'll get more into the Yankees when we come back a little bit. I want to keep it going with the Soto stuff and the calls, 888-808-1019. But the Adames stuff, Yankees talking about Bregman, they could have had Adames potentially. Right. Like, that's a disaster. Although Adames is going to play short with the Giants, so maybe that wouldn't have been the case here with the Yankees and Mets.
He said he would have moved over to third from Lindor.
But, I mean, what do you get, 170, 180?
Yeah, Adames? 7 okay. years, too.
So, I mean, if you, geez, you're going to pay Bregman. And I like Adames a lot. I would have liked him to be the second piece. If it weren't for Adames already off the board, I wouldn't be focused on Alonso. I'd be saying the Mets should go get Willie Adames, or the Yankees should be going to get Adames, but he's off the board, so now the two, to me, best hitters, Soto, Adames, off the board. Who's next? And it's still out there. I mean, there's still some options out there. BT and Sal on the film. We'll come back. More of your calls on the other side, 888-808-1019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.